Welcome to Get to Be Kitzer. We're up to Simin Kuf Lamid Test. The Halachos of Hanukkah Sif Dalid. Here the Kitzer tells us that when it comes to the Hanukkah Lecht, any oil is kosher. However, there are different levels of what's of being kosher, and the best is to use Shemen Zayis, similar, you know, comparable to the what was used in the Nes, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Hanukkah Nes. If you can't get a hold of olive oil, choose some other oil that produces a clear, clean flame. Or you could use wax candles, because that's also a very clear light. The Mr. Brewer is mashma that any oil is better than candles. However, the candles should not be stuck to each other, because then you have a really big, it's more than just a flame, that's already a torch. It should be a single wick candle. The wax cannot come from a base avodah zarah, because that's disgusting. It's repulsive. You can't use that for a mitzvah. If it had previously been lit in idol worship. When it comes to the wick, they're all kosher for Hanukkah Lecht. The best to use is cotton. Mr. Brewer says that linen and flax is just as good. You don't have to have new wicks every night. You could use the wicks used on the first night and until they're used up. Next, if someone lights a menorah made out of pottery, once he lit it the first night, it's already considered an old lamp, an old menorah. You should not use that again because it gets dirty. If the pottery was glazed, then you could use it many times. So too, if you have a lamp made of glass or porcelain, that could be used again, even though it's technically cheres. But since it stays looking nice after the first lighting, it can be reused. However, the Kitzer says that one should get a nice menorah made out of metal. If he can afford it, he should get a silver menorah because that's hidur mitzvah. There's a minug that the Kitzer brings down in Hungary that we should light mahadrin mina mahadrin. Like the Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Aleph Mabez, tells us the highest level of mahadrin mina mahadrin is that everyone lights and adds a new candle every night. So by the eighth night, you have a ton of candles all over the place. Be careful for fire hazards. Everyone should have their own space for their menorah so it doesn't look like one giant menorah. It should look like there are separate menorahs, especially when it comes to having lots of menorahs all lined up. It could look like a row of candles. Make sure they're divided. It should be lit in a place where you do not normally light candles throughout the year so that people can recognize, oh, those are special Hanukkah lights. Next, the best way to light the menorah is by the doorway of one's house going out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because that's Persumei Nisa, that publicizes the Nes. That's what they would do in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara. Back then, they had a chutzer with a whole bunch of houses going into the chutzer, which would open up into the street, so they would light by the opening to the chutzer. However, nowadays that we live amongst the non-Jews, we light the menorah in the house, wherever you live. In many communities in Eretz Yisrael, the menorah is commonly lit at the entranceway of the home, like it used to be. Although it can be complicated to find out exactly where to light, so ask a Rav. If someone has a window that goes out, faces the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he should light it there. If not, then he lights it by his door, the door of his house. The mitzvah is that it should be within a tefach of the left side of the doorway, so that the mezuzah is on the right, the menorah is on the left, so that you're surrounded by a mitzvah. If the door doesn't have a mezuzah, for whatever reason, the menorah is then on the right. The Kitzer adds that it's better to have the menorah in the doorway itself, not before or beyond the entrance. The Mishnah Berurah adds it to be as close to the left side of the doorway as possible. There's a lot of people who are going to be lighting. If they all light by the door, then you're not going to be able to tell which night it is. It's just a ton of candles, so it's better for each person to light in a separate place than everyone lighting by the door. Next, it's a mitzvah to put the Hanukkah light 3 tvachim above the floor. Because if it's lower than that, it looks like you just put it on the floor. And not for a specific purpose. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, however, that if one does put it on the floor, or within 3 tvachim, he would still be yotze. However, there's a maximum height also. It should be within 10 tvachim of the ground. Somewhere between 31.5 to 37.9 inches. By putting it lower than 10, you're showing, like, this is not a normal place to keep your candles. It's not here for illumination. It's clearly here for the mitzvah of Hanukkah. That is the best way to do the mitzvah. However, there are some places where you put it and you just won't be yaitze. If it's above 20 amos, what, 31.5 to 37.8 feet up above the ground, that he won't be yaitze because people don't see that high. The Mishnah Berurah says if this is the case, he should actually put out his menorah, put it back in a proper location, and light it again with the brachas. If someone lives on an upper story of a building, he can put his menorah in the window, even though it's above 10 tefachim from the floor in his house. If the window's within 10 tefachim of the floor, if he has a window that is within 10 tefachim, it's better to put it there. However, if the window is more than 20 tefachim above the Rishus HaRabim outside, and no one's going to be looking up that high to his window, then it's better to put it next to the door in his house. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.